With Martin Bester.
All right, two stories that I think you should know about this morning. The first one, this is just brilliant. So a student was almost scammed by this guy called Solomon Gundy. You know how these mails go. It starts with, "Hello, friend. Pleased to be with you." Now, they already... they already must know, right?
Was, yeah.
Okay, just, so yeah. This Solomon friend wanted to scam the student by telling him that he's offering him a £1,000 chance to buy into his business. So this student decided to scam the scamster. So he told the scamster, the bank is saying that the transaction will be stopped because they suspected it was a scam and asked for £25 to prove that they were business partners. And Solomon fell for it.
Well done.
Well done, friend. What is the guy's name? It's Ross Walsh from Limerick. Oh, it's Ireland, isn't it? Limerick.
Oh, okay.
Is it Irish? Yeah.
Well done. Scammer.
Here's another story that's quite interesting. The more chores a husband does, the more likely the marriage will end in divorce.
Don't lie, man.
They have done a research at Oslo and, is it Akershus University and College? It's quite a long study done over so many years, including 20,000 men and women. Now, this says that the more the man does in the home, the higher the divorce rate, which surprised everybody because you want it to be otherwise, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They said that one would think that breakups would occur more often in families with less equality at home when it comes to housework, but our statistics show the opposite. In fact, the healthy couples, there's a near equally divided childcare, but not housework. Families, yeah, so... No, they equally look after the kids, only she does the housework. Now, this seems like this is stuck in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that about?
Mm-hmm. Joe seems very happy.
No, I'm just surprised that they also didn't do husband to see, like, you know, who does more chores there, and then, you know, how long those marriages last.
Husband and husband earn a lot more, so they probably wouldn't do any of the above.
Wow.
Have you not heard of the Pink Rand?
Also, in 1960.
Have you not heard of the Pink Rand? What do you say about that? I mean, this, and I'm not making this up, it's not April Fool's, but this is obviously stirring a whole lot.
Well, I think that is a load of BS because studies may be correct overseas, but not here with me. My mama raised me right, and at the end of the day, if it gets down to it that I do the most chores, well, happy wife, happy life.
Martin, I can't have a problem with helping the house, but then they have to help in the tuin work, and not in the garage work. So, alles maar aan. So, as a 50-50 in the house, as a 50-50 in the buitenkant work.
Hear the man out?
You see? He didn't leave his name because he knows.
Hear the man out?
Val julle, laat ek vir julle die slegte nuus vertel. Daai het ook nie gewerk nie, want ek is een van die statistieke. Al het ek alles gedoen, is ek nog steeds 'n statistiek. So, ek weet nie wie daai bolly by mekaar geskraap.
Bolly.
Lekker. Woord van die dag. Twee woorde van die dag. Bolly en?
Aspris.
You guys are tuned in to Checker and FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin Bester because he keeps it real.
Checker and FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.